explains everything there for you, and you know, answers most questions that I think all questions a person would have, or no, just most of them, I guess. So there's always other questions, but yeah, it's pretty cool there. The only thing is, I wish they would have included a little thing about tracking and stuff like that on there. But I watched only a couple of them, and gave me all the information I ever wanted. So, like I said, they did a great job there on doing those YouTubes. I think, anyways, back to you.
Yeah, well, there's only two-way tracking. There's Whisper Rocks and APRS and Sunhub. I guess Whisper Rocks is APRS. It comes down to the ground, and then it's manually inserted into the page there, similar to what I'm doing actually. But they have more specific information. Now, there are another page that I haven't figured out yet, how they, because each balloon has its own channel and that sort of stuff. I don't fully understand it, but some of those readings you can't take to the bank, because I see one page there, they have my call as VE7 Echo Papa, but my name was on it, but anyway. Anyway, Randy, my portable is acting up here, so I'm going to see 7-3 for now. We're connected, and we're going to be standing by there for a bit.
Okay, you have yourself a good one there. V1EP, V5RJM, and I'm glad everything went well yesterday for you, you and Peggy there, and we'll talk with you later on, I'm sure. Better get at those picos. yeah, that's an interesting QRZ. It's probably a unique one there in the world. Nobody has quite one like that, like yours. But 73's V1EP, V5RJM. We'll be clear and monitoring.
V5RJM, V5REG.
Good morning, Reg. Long time no hear, you know, no talk, I guess. So, how's everything going with you? How's that tower assembly coming there? VE5REG, V5RJM.
Yeah, good morning, Randy. Yeah, the tower's up. I just got to get an antenna. I ordered an antenna, but it's on back order. I talked to the company the other day. Well, I messaged them. They said they were gonna be shipping some stuff to Radio World pretty soon. So I think. But yeah, I was hoping I'd have that antenna while it was still nice. So, mind you, I think we're gonna get some good weather after this. It was pouring rain up until about 2 minutes ago, but it stopped now. So that's good, because we're going to put our winter tires on, check our car over. We've got a trip to Thunder Bay tomorrow. Going to go down for my brother-in-law's 70th birthday party, surprise birthday party, so that should be fun. Yeah, and just be down there for a few days and then come back. Yeah, other than that, just, yeah, that's about it. Nothing else too exciting. Grandsons are playing hockey now, so that's going to be, keep us busy. We like to go to their games, and looking forward to that. And what else? I heard you on the Morning Brew net yesterday. So, yeah, that's a pretty good net. I enjoy that. Yeah, I'll turn it back to you. What I wanted to ask you, Randy, is I went to tune into Sparks to Space last night, and yeah, all was quiet on the Western Front, and so I went to the webpage, Sask Warren webpage, to see if they were on a different frequency or what was going on. I couldn't find any information that helped me find out where you guys were at. But yeah, back to you, Randy. B5RGM, B5REG.
Yeah, I think I posted it on Facebook, on our Facebook page. I think I posted it there. I can't remember. We did send out something, but I can't remember where it went to now. Obviously, you didn't get it. You didn't get the memo. So, with everything going on here, it's getting a lot. It was got a lot of hectic here for a couple of us. So, it was decided to postpone it. Because of the nice fall we're having here, I guess, and the snow's staying away, and it's probably one of the reasons. And other one is medical and that sort of thing. So it's been postponed now until January. So sometime in January it will start back up again, and I'll make sure you're on the list there. So when Derek sends it out there to everybody, I say everybody, it's ones that are involved there with the Sparks of Space. There's about, seven or nine of us there. And I'll make sure you're on the list there to do that. And I think I posted that someplace, and I can't remember where now. I thought it was maybe on my Facebook page. I'd have to check there. Whenever there's something going on, we usually post it there, and just so people are aware. And it didn't involve everybody in our club, so I didn't send it out as a members thing or anything like that. So, but I suppose we should, have the people that check into these nets have possibly an email list. To keep people updated on the regular check-ins, that check in on a regular basis for that. So might have to do that in January here when it starts back up again. Keep people a little bit more informed, I suppose. So anyway, it's our fault, I guess, that you weren't informed there. So we'll try to do better in January. And what else there? What type of an antenna did you order, by the way? I'm kind of curious what you decided to go with there. Over.
Yeah, no worries, Randy. I just thought I was on the wrong frequency or something. I tuned into 9307, got on the 9307 channel, and yeah, there was nothing, so, no problem. People are busy. Wednesday nights they're good for me sometimes, but it's like a lot of nights, and so I'm not your most regular customer. It's probably why you don't have me on the list, but anyways, yeah, I appreciate it. Getting a little more into the digital side of radio, I've got a note kit now for my FT5, so having some fun with that, listening to mostly KCY, but yeah, I've been surfing around here. here and there, made some contacts in various parts of the world. So that's pretty cool. It works really well. I bought that SCU-57 cable kit, node kit, or whatever you want to call it. And it wasn't too hard to figure out how to get it up and running. And, yeah, so I'm starting to get full utility out of this FT5. Up until now, I've just been operating on analog. But I ordered an Alpha Delta DXCC. Murray, MV5MCs. He helps me out a lot. Kind of my mentor, my Elmer, I guess. And that's what he recommended. He thought it would work well in my situation. I was kind of leaning towards a vertical, maybe something like what Tom bought, but yeah, Murray figures this wire antenna works a lot better. And anyway, so we'll give it a try. It was affordable too. I was looking at getting a tri-bander or something, but you know, they're a lot of money. I should have maybe went after Tom's when he put it up for sale, but yeah, buying them things new is pretty pricey. And I'm not sure that I want a giant Yagi antenna sitting on top of my tower. I've got it set up on, I've got a deck that comes off the bottom of my house, and I planted the tower on reset, and then I've got it, you know, about 15 feet up, I've got it tied off to the house, so it's pretty stable, but still a Yagi can catch a lot of wind, put quite a load on the tower, and I don't have the, I've got a Delhi tower, but it's not the heavy duty one, I think the light duty one. I'm going to figure that out, but yeah, I don't think it's a heavy-duty one. Heavy-duty one is the platform on top. Tower is bigger than what mine is. I know that. I was looking up some specs here a while ago. But, yeah, so that's where that at. Back to you, V5RJM, V5REG.
Yeah, copy that there. Well, you know, I've had experience with quite a few verticals over the years, and yeah, I agree with Murray there. You know, to get the best coverage there, east-west across Canada here, wire antenna is far better, your best choice there, so. So, you know, you do have lots of different options, different ways of setting it up, and, you know, you can experiment that way when you get it there, see which one works best for you. Probably you'll be setting yours up in a north-south configuration there if you can there, so because, you know, they radiate east and west, be perpendicular there. Or whatever. So off the sides, it goes out more so. But they're actually more like they classify them as omnidirectional almost. So at times, so. But you do get a little bit better range off the side of them. So yeah, it depends which way you configure it. You can do it in a sloper type of thing or whatever. Like I said, your options are quite a bit higher. In verticals, you know, I find them on the noisy side times, some of them can be, and I don't care what anybody says, you need radials for it to perform well, according to the specs on their websites. So they say you can set it up with no radials, but that's fine, but you're not going to get very good performance, you're not going to be happy with it, so. You know, you'll make the odd contact here and there and that sort of thing, but But you don't want to be running wires all over your yard and all that kind of stuff. It's a lot more work, and